Of course, how long is another one of those local expressions we use regularly, meaning wait. Ach, how long, a wee minute, that's not the way of it at all. Nothing to do with shouting. The word for that would be gulder. She let such a gulder out of her that I thought she was being murdered. Or perhaps guile. That child is nothing but guile. She's always whinging and gurning. Another way of putting it would be, you're a bit crabbit today, aren't you? Meaning tetchy, grumpy, awkward, or argumentative. You might also be described as a bit carnoptious, contrary. If you're a woman, you certainly wouldn't want to be labelled a targe, an angry, overbearing, difficult woman. She's a real targe, that one. If you're over fond of your food, you might be described as a right greedy gorb. Neither would you want to be known as sleekit, sly, underhand, deceitful. The poet Robbie Burns once described a mouse as a wee sleekit, cowering, timorous beastie. We've got a right few words to describe dirt, such as glar, stir, gunk and clabber, meaning I'm up to my armpits in muck. Glar has a sticky, porridge-like consistency. Stir is similar. You're making your dinner into a right stir, so you are. Clabber is any sort of dirt or mud. You can't make out your number plate for all the clabber on it. W.F. Marshall, known as the Bard of Tyrone, is well known for his poem, Living in Drumlister, which begins, I'm living in Drumlister, hey, and I'm clabber to the knee. You can also use clabber as a verb. He was a wee bit cheeky to me, so I clobbered him one. Gunk is another word meaning grime, dirt or grease. I can't see for all the gunk in my eye. Gunk can also mean taken aback or disappointed. He took a queer gunk when he saw what had happened to his new car. Or when he heard what it was going to cost, he was rightly gunked. We were out for a walk the other day and I noticed a sheep that wasn't too steady on its feet. We'd say it was just herping along. That reminded me of another great phrase, often used by my mother. Ach, you're a pockle, so you are. Meaning, you're making a pig's lug out of something, or you're just pockling about, footering about, instead of getting on with. She would sometimes talk about putting up a bit of a hoarding, which is like a temporary fence blocking a hole in the hedge, or it could also be a big sign by the side of the road with advertising on it. She'd talk about having to get up at the scrake of dawn every morning, scrake meaning screech in this case, referring to the dawn chorus. I see that phrase, scrake of dawn, is also used by local author Maurice Leach in his book, The Eggman's Apprentice. The mother would talk about a wind that would clean corn, meaning a cold wind that went right through you. Or she would send me to hag a wean of sticks to light the fire, egg meaning to hack or chop. A similar word would be blather. Give the door a good blather there. We're quite good at inserting a TH sound into words like butter, for instance. Clatter, meaning a collection of something. My mother kept a clatter of hens. The same word can also mean to hit something. He gave the knocker a right clatter, so he did. Another great word for the same thing is blarge. Don't knock, just blarge on in, like, or he gave a right blarge on the horn. It can also mean overindulgence. He had a right old blarge of drink on him last night. Another one is banter, meaning talk, as in, but a wee bit of a banter. Of course, you wouldn't want to be known as a blether, someone who talks too much or who talks nonsense, as in, what are you blethering on about? You could also say, he's a bit of a gab, or she has the gift of the gab, that one. Crater is another great word, meaning creature. Ach, the poor crater doesn't he hae the sense he was born with.